Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. We are doing our community spotlight, and this morning in the studio with me is Mayor Ben Staller, Mayor of Belle Fountain. Hello again.
Good morning, and I got to give a shout out to Shannon Meyer. She's one of those angels on earth. Love that gal.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a great testimony right before the show.
It is. Longtime friend, but when she speaks, I listen. She's a sweetheart.
We are getting ready for some different things. Let's talk about how's the COVID thing going on here in our local area.
Well, can you believe it? I think we've got about 6 months behind us, so we're getting a little better at this new normal. I think folks in this area, West Central Ohio, are doing very well with it. I try not to judge, but you look up and you see that people are standing a little further apart, or they're not doing some of the things we were used to doing. So that's our new normal. A lot more mask wearing. I'm not a fan when I'm outside. I'll even tell someone else, you're still wearing that mask and we're out here under blue skies. But it is a good idea, and there's science behind it. And so I think we're doing better. Locally, we all have a grade card in Ohio. And so Logan County's doing well. We're presently at yellow, which means we're at the lowest alert. But we trip over a couple stones in the path, and we're back to orange. And so it's here. It's not going away tomorrow. But I just think we're doing a great job overall, and I just encourage others to keep each other healthy and safe. We're all getting a little frustrated, but we're getting there, and prayer helps. So let's just hold each other up.
And what about, we have the elections coming up, and so how is that going to be changed here in Logan County? Do you know?
No, I used to serve the election board. Things are, Ohioans are very fortunate. We've got other options. And so I know mail-in ballots, if someone requested them, they should be arriving at your doorstep, if they haven't already, today or tomorrow, because they had to hold them in Ohio to send them out in the mail on Tuesday. You may have applied a month ago, but they didn't want you to actually touch your ballot until voting day. Well, early voting in Ohio means a full month, and so you can go in person to your board of elections. You can vote by mail, and if you don't trust the U.S. mail, not that I don't, you can actually walk it back in or put it into a secured box, so you can hand deliver your vote. And I just encourage folks to, this is your voice. So take advantage of it. I thought the ballot was going to be a bit bigger. I reviewed it about a week ago. But it's big because it's our president. There's some local legislators, whether it's Ohio legislators or your congressman that represents you in DC. Some judges. You have to do your homework, because judges won't say political party. It won't say Democrat or Republican. It won't say...
Yeah, you got to look them up themselves.
You do. You want to read a little bit. Do your homework before you go, because if you're not, you're throwing a couple darts at the board and just picking a name. So that's the only one I would encourage you to do a little homework on. Other than that, I just can't wait for this to be over. I don't like political ads. I turn my head. I did watch some of the debate last night. Thankfully, they were more civil to one another.
But
I'm kind of over that. So it was nice to hear from vice presidential candidates. But let's hurry up and get to November, please.
So tell me about the CARES Act. What is it and how does it serve us?
Well, CARES Act has really been a blessing in disguise. We heard it talked about. It was this concept, and all of your listeners should understand, while you were hearing that for months, those dollars are being released to the, first of all, the great state of Ohio, but then they're distributed to your county, and there's usually a formula for how much even a city like Belle Fountain gets. And while we were just doing our best on a reduced budget, because it hurt when businesses closed for any community, they count on income tax dollars and they count on sales tax dollars. So counties and municipalities were hurt. Well, now we're getting some money. You have to use it for COVID reasons, and so we're pretty creative. We've got really specialized equipment, because if you think about it, paramedics, firefighters, police officers, they're on the front line every day and have been since March. So we want to keep them protected because we need them to respond to your home or your place of business or wherever you needed the safety forces. So there's high-end helmets that actually look like a space helmet, but it's hard to communicate with one another. And Angie, if you and I are fighting a fire, I got to hear what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you need to non-rebreathe some of the smoke or even viruses. And so we put some money into that. We put some money into touch-free technology, which means now we don't want to touch the sink after one another. So it's those cool things where you wave your hand under there once and now the water comes out, drinking fountains, toilets that will flush once you jump up and walk away from them.
Okay.
We're trying to do those things. We're trying to enter the building without touching doorknobs and keypads. And so we're using this technology. We now need more video equipment. I'm sure you spend a little bit of your time on Zoom, but meetings are happening that way. And so we've done some electronics. And we've also used it for payroll. If you needed a day off because you were sick, or maybe now you're part of this contact tracing. So your husband or your father or somebody had COVID. Well, now you're part of that distant circle. You stay home. We're going to pay you, but we can at least use these federal dollars instead of our own dollars just to pay you to stay home and stay safe. There's lots of creative ways that communities are using CARE Act dollars, but the exciting thing is once we hit September, we're actually starting to get some of this dollar, the money. But we've got to spend it before December. So you have a little time to be creative, and then you got to write checks and buy some things. So we're working with that, and it is a blessing from our federal government, believe it or not.
All right. You're talking with Mayor Ben Staller. When we come back, we're going to talk about that upcoming event that we all not have to participate in. But if you do, we're going to give you some more information. We are doing our community spotlight, and today, Mr. Ben Staller, he's the mayor of Belle Fountain, giving us some updates, and we were talking earlier about just the different changes this year. And one of the changes that's going to be happening is something that happens all around us. It's beggar's night. I'm not really a fan, but I did think about the fact that some kids might come to my door, and I'm not really sure if things have changed or how we should go about doing things differently. So what have you guys discussed at a government level?
Well, one thing is, just so you get out and get your bag of Reese cups or something to give out, you want to check in your community to see what date was decided upon. You also want to make sure that it's a go. I think in general, parents are along with the kids. That's a great idea. Kids keep their distance and put on some kind of a funny face or get in some kind of a 50s outfit. I don't know why they think that's 50s and 60s, Angie. It was such a funny time. But, you know, it's a time. You're right. I'm not a big fan, but it's going to happen. There's a lot of fun traditions that happen throughout our fall. Love bobbing for apples and eating apple dumplings myself, but look at me. So check in your community, see when it's happening. I can tell you locally, we moved it to a Saturday and we moved it to daylight hours. Traditionally, this area, Logan County, would have beggar's night on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great idea, but we do it on Thursday night and we want mom and dad to get home from work. So we wouldn't start till about 5:30 and we might go till 7. No, I think it was 6 to 7:30. Well, at this time of year, it's dark. And so flashlights are out and drivers have to be more cautious. I can tell you that Logan County mayors, we visit about these things back in July and we vote on that. And we chose Saturday afternoon. Parents are home generally. Maybe they're not working. They're a Monday through Friday family. It's 3 to 5 here locally, and so it's safer. Kids are out there. If families don't want to participate for one reason or another, that's fine too. You know, there's a lot of safe alternatives. Schools kind of steer away from that holiday as well, but there are some safe alternatives. Locally, the Discovery Riders, who do horse therapy, they'll let kids come in costumes and do some candy. Our Parks Department is actually going to do a drive-by, so the kids will get dressed up, but they'll stay in the car with mom and dad, and they'll drive by little stations, more than likely at our fairgrounds, and they'll get some candy, and, you know, kids look forward to that. And so let's just get through this one more strange holiday, but get through it safely. But yes, you're right, Angie. They may come knocking at your door, so have a couple candies ready. I don't think you have to have your PPE and your mask and gloves on.
Unless it's part of your costume.
That would make a good one this year. So ready or not, here it comes. I just hope we enjoy fall. I hope you're not making up those temperatures for this day and this weekend, because I really like this time of year. The leaves are starting to change, and I look at all his glory and look at the oranges and the reds, and it's funny to see trees that used to be green, and now they're half of them are red or
something.
Of them are yellow or orange, but it's a brilliant time of year, and so let's give thanks.
And it's amazing, because all of a sudden you turn around and they're different colors, but I saw one yesterday that the whole bottom side of it was red and the whole top side was green, and I've never seen it change that drastically on one side of the tree.
Now, if we can believe some of the scientists, this year should be a brilliant color change.
Really?
It had to do with not a wet month we just got through, but the dry July. So anyhow, if you're a botanist or someone who studies trees, that's what you know about this. But because of that dryness, they also are a little more brittle, and a couple big winds will come along, and they're gone. So enjoy them while they last.
Hey,
and
some of the favorite things is putting a big pile together and jumping into the leaves.
Dive in. My daughter, my oldest daughter's 35. She still wants to know when I've created that pile, because their yard, they really can't do it. And she brings her kids over, and she wants dad to get a rake and cover her up. And she said there's just something about being in there for just a moment and smelling the leaves. It's a tradition. So Angie, you're not alone.
Well, there you go. Happy fall, everybody. Yeah, definitely get out and do some fall activities. Well, thank you, Mayor Staller, for coming in today and giving us a quick update about what's going on. How can folks get a hold of you if they have any questions?
Through our website at City of Belle Fountain. So you could Google that. We're 592-4376. Gets you straight into my office. Glad to either visit with you or give you a call back. But all of your mayors are available to return your call, and that's what we do. We handle some questions just like you had this morning. So there's always good questions.
Yeah, there you go. There's your monthly update from our mayor locally here. Hey, you know, your mayor in your town is always welcome to come on Shine FM and talk about what's going on in your area as well. Just give us a call here at the station. And that is our community spotlight. We're going to get back to the music after this.
We're community supported Shine FM.